Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 395, the four stanzas. The Lord our God is good to all. From him all blessing flows. On all his works his tender love and mercy he bestows. And what follows, 395, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 5, the verses 21 through 32. First, we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Genesis 5, beginning with verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years, and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Harmon Lysink, who has been in the hospital twice in the past week due to a mini stroke, and he wasn't able to return each time, and today he hopes to remember his 78th birthday. And Jimmy Vandenberg, who needs surgery in Calgary in the day of tomorrow to remove some steel plates in his legs. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, and then thou was granted in this morning hour that the doors of thy house have been opened, and that some of the congregation, a lesser number, may still come up to thy house, or thy judgment of the virus that continues to go over the earth, O Lord. Then we commend unto thee all those in high authority, also our premier, and those that stand at his side. Wilt thou grant wisdom and understanding, and that thou may grant unto all of us what Nebuchadnezzar has experienced. Oh, there was a time that he has exclaimed, "Is this not the great Babylon that I have built?" But then for seven seasons he was humbled, and then he was given to confess that thou art so free, that thou art so sovereign, that thou doest in the army of heaven with the inhabitants upon the earth according to thy will, and that there is no man that can stay thy hand or say, "What doest thou?" Oh, then it is written of Nebuchadnezzar that his understanding has returned unto him. And all, Lord, when thou granteth a little self-knowledge, then we learn that Nebuchadnezzar, that he dwells within. And then it is so necessary that he is dethroned, that he may come on his knees, and that he may be given to acknowledge thee with a confession of his sins, that thou art the sovereign ruler. Lord, we may thank thee that hitherto that thou hast still been mindful of us, and may it please thee to remember us and our children. May our eyes be upon thee. And now, Lord, when we attempt to draw nigh unto thee, and may it please thee to grant thy Holy Spirit a prayer with a true need, but with an eye upon thee, with a confession of our sins. To me thy dear Son is our prophet, our priest and our king, and it has pleased thee to bring us at the beginning of another Advent season, O Lord. And then we humbly ask thee that in these weeks that thou may work the need, a word is missing. And where thou hast wrought that need, thou hast a people that has a desire, that desires a word from thee, a promise. Wilt thou grant it? But also an expectation that faith do embrace. Awaiting a true Advent people that needs that precious child that was born in the stable in Bethlehem, that he may be born and that they may be cleansed from all their sins. But, O Lord, wilt thou not only grant those exercises by the first time and by renewal, but may it also please thee to grant that fulfillment, and that also by the first time and by renewal, to experience that joy, to experience that worshiping, to experience that fulfillment, and to experience that communion. Lord, it is all thy work. And to that end, may it please thee in this season, that for us and our children, under solemn circumstances, where thy judgments are upon the earth, and where thou wast spoken in such solemn ways unto us and our children, but that it may be a special season. To that end, may it please thee to pour out thy Holy Spirit in a richer measure upon us and our children. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy blessing upon the means of grace, the work of thy Holy Spirit, to grant the application, with the proclamation of thy holy word, but wherein this morning hour also the visible gospel hopes to be administered in the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism. And then, Lord, then it shall only be visible for a part of the congregation, for the greater part. It shall only be the audible gospel. Wilt thou also remember them? And now, Lord, we commend these parents unto thee, where in this hour in a special way, that they may present their little sons unto thee to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, thy thrice holy name. May it please thee not only to baptize them with water, but that they may be baptized with thy Holy Spirit, that it may please thee by thy free and sovereign grace to take early possession of their hearts, that they may choose thee to be their God, to need thy dear Son as their Redeemer, thy Holy Spirit as their Sanctifier, that they may choose thy people to be their companions, and thy word as their guide. And may it please thee to fulfill what thou hast written in thy holy word, that thou wilt pour thy Spirit upon our seed, and thy blessing upon our offspring, and that they shall grow up as the grass, and the willows by the courses of water. Lord, wilt thou keep them when it may please them to spare them, to keep them from the vanities and the wickedness of the world. Wilt thou grant unto these parents that they may be given to do As we read in thy holy word, when thy Son has dwelt upon the earth, that there were those that have brought their little children with a desire that thou would bless them, that thou would lay thy hands upon them. Ah, wilt thou grant, by the work of thy Holy Spirit, that they may be enabled to bring them in the arms of prayer and in the arms of true saving faith. We live in such a solemn time, but thou hast written in thy word that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. Oh, then in the past night, then thou hast granted that the moon may shine in its beauty to reflect the light of the sun. Then the sun may yet arise in this morning. Ah, wonder-doing God, wilt thou perform those wonders for us and our children, Lord. Remember these parents with a solemn oath that they hope to make. Thou also knowest most perfectly how they have spent the week, how they have risen in this morning, how they have come up to thy house. Ah, may it be with their eyes upon thee, and a deep impression of their insufficiency. Who is able unto these things, but thou hast said in thy word, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of me, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. Lord, wilt thou remember the grandparents in this special morning? Ah, grant a humble and a broken heart, and that many prayers may arise unto thee, the living God, that thou may do for their grandchildren what is signified therein, Lord. We remember all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou graciously watch over them, and wilt thou also continue to uphold those that are barren, and, ah, Lord, the families that have brought children to the grave, wilt thou remember them in a special way? Ah, grant a prayer for one another. Lord, we remember the many temporal needs, and then we remember a father who two times was taken to the hospital with great concerns. And Lord, those concerns remain. He was allowed to come home. Ah, wilt thou remember him together with his dear wife, and where on this day they may remember his birthday, that thou was added an other year unto his years. Ah, then it is a special day, ah, Lord, and make it special for them. Grant them a place at thy footstool, that in the midst of the solemn callings that thou art speaking, ah, may it be applied by the work of the Holy Spirit. Wilt thou remember all our elderly ones? Wilt thou continue to graciously watch over them? Remember all under the physician's care, ah, Lord. Remember that son who was called to go to the hospital in the day of tomorrow and to undergo surgery. Ah, it is not the first time. Then his way is through deep ways. Lord, then also for that son his thought shall multiply. A word is so different than with other children. But we humbly ask thee, wilt thou go with him? Guide the hand of the physician, bless the means, and that he may return home, and that all the callings that he may be used, oh, a few months back, then thou wast wonderfully spared and watched over him, and may it then be for the purpose of all purposes, all for the saving of a soul. Oh, wilt thou remember the parents Wilt thou remember the family circle? Wilt thou remember all the crosses? Wilt thou remember the burdens? Remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth with all thy servants, those that are old, those that are weak, the different circumstances, they are all known unto thee. We commend each and every one unto thee, Lord. Wilt thou also grant thy help in this morning hour? We are so dependent upon thee. May our eyes then truly be upon the Lord who has made the heavens and the earth. Wilt thou remember all the listeners, those that may come to thy house, the greatest part that is called upon to be in their dwellings. Then go from bench to bench and from heart to heart, and Lord, may it please thee in this morning hour to grant those special tokens of thy divine favor that thou knowest of us. The psalmist has prayed that he may receive a token for good, that he may be comforted. Be then a surprising God, and with an impression, that it is all sinned away, that it is all undeserved. Impress that matter deeply upon our hearts, and that as poor beggars, that we may be given to cry unto thee, that under these solemn circumstances, that it may be the time to favor thy Zion, with a true repentance, a returning unto thee, with true conversions, with the further leadings, also in this Advent season, pardon us of all of our sins. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of holy baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This the dipping inner sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God, and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, until we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, a Son and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, and their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2 verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant, and parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O almighty and eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with a flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without tear before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore, it must be used for that end and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifested that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely upon these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore as members of his church ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments and in the articles of the Christian faith and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, what is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Mother Vandenbrink, Father Van Leer, Mother Van Leer, Father Vandenberg, and Mother Vandenberg. Parents, then in this morning hour, then it is a very special hour, when you may be enabled and when you may be privileged to present your little child in the special presence of the Lord to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and the Lord's thrice holy name upon their little foreheads. And may it be granted in this morning, oh, that you have been exercised therewith, and that it may be granted that you may present your little child in the way of dedication and in the way of surrender and with a prayer that it may please the God of all grace that your child may not only be baptized with water, but that the Lord may baptize your child with the Holy Ghost, that the Lord may grant what is signified therein, that the Lord may do what your little sons cannot do, what parents, what office bearers cannot do, but what the Lord is able and what he is willing to do. Then the water with the sacrament of holy baptism, then what a solemn, but also what a rich preaching there lies therein. Ah, we have heard it, that our children, that they are conceived and born in sin, that is our original sin, and that consists of two parts. In the first place, the guilt of Adam's sin of eating of that forbidden fruit, of breaking that covenant, that guilt, parents, that is imputed, that is charged to the account of your little child. Oh, what a solemn matter that your little child has come upon this earth with that heavily high debt, but that original sin that also consists of pollution, and that is the depravity that our children inherit from parents. Job has said in Job 14 verse 4, who can bring a clean out of an unclean? Oh, parents, how has it now been in the past? Have there been those times that you have been troubled with the guilt of your child, that you have been troubled with your own guilt? Ah, that many prayers have been sent up to the Lord, but now the riches of the sacrament of holy baptism, all our fathers, according to the word of God, what a rich instruction that it is the Father making that covenant, and that he shall provide us with every good thing. Parents, what solemn times that we live in, where the virus continues to go over the earth. Then the Lord is speaking, then it cannot be different, parents, that oftentimes that you were given to think concerning these things, what shall we and our children still have to experience? But oh, may it be the prayer that for you and your children, that great, that mighty God, that by grace that he may become your God, that Father that cares for his children. Then we have heard, the precious work of the Son, that he was willing to shed his blood. That's what the water points to. As the water cleanses our bodies from filth, so the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. Then we have heard it, that the Holy Spirit in his people, that he dwells in them, that he makes the indwelling, that he makes them temples of the Holy Ghost, that he sanctifies them. Oh, parents, what a rich preaching. And then an old father, different ones have said, then under such a special, such a solemn moment, when you may stand by the fount, and when you may view that water, then parents, there's more water than we hope to use this morning. That tells us of that fountain that is open for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for the house of David. And now, parents, and now you have made an oath not to be perfect parents. That has not been asked, because who is sufficient unto these things, parents? And the more that you may feel your insufficiency, the better it is, and that you may lay that insufficiency before the Lord. Lord, wilt thou grant thy help that we may instruct our children when they come to years of discretion, and that it may be blessed by thee and accompanied unceasing prayers and by a godly example, because our little children, they are all eyes. May it please thee, may it please the Lord to grant his blessing. Grandparents, then a special and a solemn moment for you in this morning hour, when you may witness that of your seed, that they may receive the sign and the seal of the covenant. Then we have asked these parents how they have spent the week, how they have come up. May I ask you, grandparents, great-grandparents, how has it been for you in this week? How has it been for you in this morning? Oh, were you given to cry mightily unto the Lord? Oh, with a broken and a humble heart, a little bewilderment, that in these dark and solemn times, that it may still take place. Oh, the prayers that the Lord may work from generation to generation. And congregation, how have we come up? Have we thought about it in this past week? That the sacrament of holy baptism was going to be administered. Have we thought of the oaths which we have made? And now in the past weeks, then we have stood at the foot of Mount Sinai different times, each commandment. And then after each commandment, then we have heard that we are not only guilty, but that we are very guilty. And now concerning the children of Israel, when they have come to Mount Sinai, then we read very special things. Then we read that the Lord has said unto them, now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, we have heard it, that covenant are two parts, and keep my covenant indeed, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Has that now become our desire, that we may be such a peculiar treasure, a separated people above all a people wrought upon by the Spirit? And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. And then we read in verse 8, and all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken we will do. Has that ever taken place, congregation, in our lives? That we have made that choice, that desire, if it was possible, to live according to all the commandments of the Lord. And are there now souls that have learned that they are promise breakers, and that they are not only guilty, but very guilty of all the commandments of the Lord, to know what it is to experience that wrath and that separation? Ah, that walk not so easy over the earth, where it is becoming more and more hopeless. Is there now a true Advent people in our midst? Ah, for those with a burden of sin. Oh, then in this morning, for such transgressors, broken reeds, smoking flaxes, for a people burdened with her sin, then what a rich, visible gospel when we may behold the sacrament of holy baptism. Ah, may it please the God of all grace to grant unto us all of you souls so burdened under their sins. Oh, when we have dwelt at the foot of Mount Sinai, that there have been tears, that there was weeping, and that you have experienced no fruit from this tree. Oh, then in this morning, then it may be proclaimed in the sacrament of holy baptism, what I read in 1 John 1 verse 7, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses, not from some, but from all sin. The Lord add his blessing. While the children shall be brought in, we ask the congregation to sing of Psalter 425, the third stanza, seek ye Jehovah and his power, seek ye his presence every hour, his work so marvelous and great, and what follows, 425, the third stanza. Carter Kendrick, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Louis Adrian, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Noah Peter, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now arise and sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Let us now close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou will be pleased always to govern these baptized children by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which Thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only Teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion to the end, that they may eternally praise and magnify Thee and Thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 416, the stanzas 3 and 5. O my soul, why art thou grieving? Why disquieted in me? Hope in God, thy faith retrieving. Let him still thy refuge be. And what follows, 416, 3 and 5. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Genesis 5, the verses 28 through 31. And Lamech lived 182 years, and he begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. Our text words speak of the advent of the God-fearing Lamech, with three thoughts. In the first place, Lamech's ancestors and time. In the second place, Lamech's toil and desire. And in the third place, Lamech's faith and expectation. The advent of the God-fearing Lamech, Lamech's ancestors and time, Lamech's toil and desire, and thirdly, Lamech's faith and expectation. Beloved congregation, then in this chapter, then in the beginning, then we read in the first verse that these are the generations of Adam. We read that term, the generations of 10 times in the book of Genesis, and this is the second time. And then in the third verse, then we read something very solemn. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness. In Genesis 1, the verses 26 and 27, then we read that the Lord has said, let us make man after our image and our likeness. And now in chapter 5, verse 3, that Adam, that he did not bear a son, Adam and Eve, in the image of God, but in his own image. Why was that, boys and girls? Why is it now written in the third verse of this chapter that Adam, that he did not bear a son in God's likeness and image, but in his own image? That was because as our covenant head, then he has taken of that forbidden fruit. He has broken the covenant. He has transgressed God's commandment. And to that end, he and Eve, with all his posterity, has been plunged into the deepest misery. And now in this chapter, then we read of the genealogy of Adam, and especially of Seth. Because boys and girls, you know what has happened. That Cain has slain his brother Abel. But then we read at the end of chapter 4, that Adam and Eve, that they received a boy, they called him Seth, who bare Enos. And then we read that man began to call upon the name of the Lord. Thus, at the beginning of the world, and Genesis 5 that covers a large time span. But then there are two families, two family branches. Then there is the family of Cain, written in Genesis 5. And in this chapter, we have the family of Seth. And now in our text words, then we read of a Lamech. And that was a man that was waiting, that was expecting. That mother promise has been given to Adam, true spoken to the devil, in the presence of Adam and Eve, concerning that seed of the woman that would come, and that the Satan, that he would be defeated. And now in the church, then there was that waiting, that prayer, that expectation, that that promised seed would be born. And then in the Old Testament, there were saints where it seems, of course, they needed more light. And as the Old Testament continued, then that church received more light concerning the birth of the promised seed. And then it seems that there were those that were so earnestly looking, so earnestly expecting, they were not mistaken concerning the promise, but concerning the person. And now in our text, when we read of a Lamech, then we read of another Lamech in chapter 4 that was born of the family of Cain. And he received three sons. They have prospered. Those sons, they were inventors. The one had cattle. The other invented harps and organs. The other one has worked with brass and metals. Thus concerning that other Lamech, then we read different things of him. Was such a difference between that Lamech and the Lamech in our chapter, because in Genesis 4 we read that he married two wives, and where Adam has only given one wife to Adam, then in the second place, as we have mentioned, his sons were inventors of useful things, and then he has boasted of murdering. What a difference between the Lamech in Genesis 4 and the Advent Lamech in our text words, two Lamechs with the same name. How is it now with us, congregation? Who do we now resemble? Do we still resemble that Lamech of Genesis 4, seeking it in the world, prospering, become proud, but that God and his word does not have such a large place? Or has it by the grace of God that we have become a seeking soul, become troubled? Oh, at Mount Sinai is so troubled, the thundering of the law, that we cannot stand before the Lord, have tried to please the Lord, and a sinner, even a greater sinner, demanding justice. And now in our text, then we read of another Lamech, that was by the grace of God, because Lamech also was included, what we have mentioned out of verse 3, that Adam bore a son in his own image, and that has continued. And now Lamech has also lived in a very serious time. But Lamech was privileged that in the forefathers, that there were those that have greatly feared the Lord. Because we read in the verses 22 through 25 through 24 of an Enoch who walked with God. Not always. 'Tis specifically written that he walked with God after he bore Methuselah. The Lord used the birth of that boy that he was wrought upon by the Spirit. What a wonder it is, parents, when a child is born. Have you ever thought about it, parents? If a birth of a child, the wonderful creation of God, and when we hold eternity in our hands and receive an impression of our responsibility and that we are all included, what we read 8 times in this chapter, and he died. Oh, if that does not bring us on our knees on the right place, it is true. Oh, with the work of the Holy Spirit, then we shall remain the same. But it is implied with an Enoch that the birth of a son, that after that birth, he has walked with God, and he is called the son Methuselah. And they tell us that the meaning of that name Methuselah, that means when could mean, refer to a dart that goes forth, but also when he is dead, it shall come to pass. That refers to the flood. What that must have been for an Enoch, when his little Methuselah, when he became sick, when he was not doing so well. What a solemn thought for parents. Because when that boy would die, then the judgments of the Lord would come upon the earth. And if we figured out from Genesis 5, with all the ages that are given, then it is clear, together with Genesis 6 and 7, when the flood has come in the year 1656, then Methuselah has died the year of the flood. The Lord has taken the righteous away. And now when Enoch, then he has spoken, because Lamech has lived 113 years together with his grandfather Enoch. And then we read in Jude 14 and 15, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these sayings, behold, the Lord cometh with the thousands of his saints to execute judgment, Jude 15, to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. And then we read in this chapter in verse 24, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him away. It was in the way of persecution. Thus, in the time of Lamech, he lived in a very serious time, but he had a privilege, and that is, in his family there were those that have greatly feared the Lord, that have spoken of special things, even of the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus we have two Lamechs. One that resembles the world. And how is it at the beginning of this Advent season? Then I think our boys and girls can understand that a Christmas tree and that presence that have nothing to do with the birth of Christ, that cannot make us happy. Does not mean, of course, that fathers and mothers may not give presents unto their children. But let it not be an Advent season that we do not confuse our children. Because children are children. Oh, two Lamechs. The Lamech of Genesis 4. He did not need that promised seed. Prospering in the world, successful Lamech has become proud, but now the Lamech of our text, then it was truly an Advent Lamech. Our second thought, a Lamech's toil and desire. And then we read in our text, and Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. That's that Lamech. He was a laboring and he was a burdened man. Oh, a Lamech. He has experienced the fruits of our deep fall in Adam. And we read in Genesis 3, the verses 17, that the ground shall be cursed and that it shall bring forth thistles. A Lamech, he was born in the year 874. Thus that means that he has lived 56 years together with Adam. Thus a Lamech, he has labored agriculture, many thistles, many difficulties. He has labored under that burden. He desired comfort. How we must have begged the Lord for that promised seed that is promised to defeat the devil and that would grant comfort to his people. And to that end, when that son was born, he has given a reason concerning the work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. Ah, those spiritual Lamechs, they are given to labor under the consequences of sin, and they are manifold, because we read in Job 14, verse 1, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble, for the one life is easier than another. But now those spiritual Lamechs, ah, they have many spiritual labors. Oh, it is true, also in the way of providence, there can be so many contrary provinces that we cannot understand the ways of the Lord, that it seems that the Lord is not here. Oh, then they desire that comfort, that they may receive a token from the Lord. But now those true Lamechs, oh, even more so in the way of grace, when they are laboring with the burden of their sin, when they are laboring with the cursing law, when they are laboring with the justice of God, when they are laboring, when they may come at the foot of Mount Sinai, oh, when they are laboring with a demanding justice, oh, then those true Lamechs, those Advent Lamechs, oh, then the prayers are multiplied. Do we not read, oh, in the Old Testament church, then those true Lamechs, then they were the true desire, then they were waiting for the fulfillment of that promise which has been promised to them in the mother promise. Oh, that that deliverer would come, because those true Lamechs, ah, they are laboring with the temptations of the world. They are laboring with the assaults of the devil. Ah, those Lamechs learned that they have no strength in themselves. Oh, then by the work of the Holy Spirit, then they are given those exercises. Do we not read in Psalm 130, verse 5, as those watchmen for the morning, and where the psalmist is given to declare all hope in the Lord, ye waiting saints? Do we not hear the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 64, verse 1, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow away at thy presence. Oh, it is clear that Lamech, that he was laboring with the judgments of the Lord, because Methuselah means when he is dead, then it shall come that the Lord would come with his judgments. Oh, those true Lamechs, they are given to labor with death and with eternity, because they learn that they cannot stand before the Lord with their sins and with their guilt. Oh, for those true Lamechs, what do those Lamechs now need? Oh, they need to be instructed out of God's word, that they may receive light upon that precious mediator. Of course, in the Old Testament, it was for the Messiah to come, and for the church in the New Testament, for the Messiah that has come. Ah, those Lamechs, they are so dependent upon the Lord, the psalmist, in Psalm 14, verse 7, oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. Our third thought, Lamech's faith and expectation. And then we read, and he called his name Noah. Read many places in the Old Testament. Think of Eve, mother of the living. When Eve has received her first boy, Cain, I have received a man-child from the Lord. Then a Lamech with prayer, with expectation, by the work of the Holy Ghost, by the spirit of prophecy. Then when those parents have received that little boy, then they have given him a specific name, and that was Noah. How has it been, parents, with your child? Have there been all those exercises? And have you asked the Lord, maybe a boy, that he may be a true Noah that would be used in the midst of the church for their comfort, office bearer, elder, deacon, minister of the word, also school teachers, a Lamech. In that solemn time, when Methuselah was still upon the earth, but when he would be dead, the judgments would come. And now a Lamech, with a sorrow, with his toil, with his difficulties, with his desires, then he was given to see by the Spirit in the way of prophecy that the Lord would use this Noah in a special way, because it is written, and he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us, husband and wife, but that us, that is broader, this for the church, shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands. And how was that now with Noah? That with Lamech, with Noah, that Noah would comfort his parents. How would that be, boys and girls? Also, in a natural way, that boys and girls, that they help their parents, that they give joy to their parents. I read of old John that he has written to an elect lady concerning her children, has met him someplace. And then in verse 4, I greatly rejoiced when I found of thy children walking in the truth, outwardly, even more so inwardly. Thus Noah would comfort Lamech when they could help on the field, pull out the weeds. But even broader, then we see that in the life of Noah, that he would come upon a new earth. He would become a husbandman. Perhaps it was further developed together with the sons. that his labors would become somewhat easier. And in Genesis 9, there the Lord has also given commandment to Noah before the flood. They only ate plants. But now after the flood, they could also eat flesh. But when a Lamech was given to give this name to his boy, oh, then surely, then he was given to see in the spirit of prophecy that the Lord would use his son for the welfare of mankind, that through a Noah that he would grant a great deliverance. Oh, may we not believe that a Lamech had an expectation, oh, of the eminent desire that that promised seed would be born, oh, of whom it is written in Psalm 89, verse 19, I have laid help upon him who was mighty, oh, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And now concerning it is true, the church in the Old Testament needed light upon everything, and how much light that Noah has received, we shall leave it lie. John Calvin has written in his commentary concerning Lamech with the naming of this boy, as seeing something great was promised concerning his son, he did not refrain from mixing his own imagination with the oracle, as holy men often sometimes want to exceed the measure of the revelation, how much light that a Lamech has received. Nevertheless, he was given to see by the Holy Spirit that a Noah, oh, it is true, he would be a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come to save his people from their sins. Oh, a Lamech, undoubtedly, then with that expectation and desire, and given to understand that he would receive a great place upon the earth, that he would be a deliverer. Oh, that undoubtedly, that he was given to hope that he would be the promised seed. Oh, it is true that Noah was only a faint type. Oh, Noah was given by the command of God to build the ark. Oh, he was given to point to that ark. Oh, young and old, then in this morning hour, there may be pointed to the sacrament of holy baptism. Oh, that water that points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, when we consider the greater Noah, then already he was given as that comforter in that never begun eternity. Oh, in the fullness of time with his birth, oh, of a Noah, it is true, he was given a special name. But when we consider that greater Noah, how he was given to comfort his church. Ah, oh, think of Mary, think of Joseph, think of the shepherds, think of that Simeon who was given to declare, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Oh, the greater Noah, what a great work he had to do. Oh, he was the willing servant of the Father. He has assumed our human nature. He has suffered and died. He has shed his blood. The water of baptism points thereto. Oh, he was given to finish the work. He has become that ark of safety. Oh, then in this morning, then there may be pointed to that ark, that there is still room for us and our children. These are the generations of Adam. I read in the first verse of the New Testament, Matthew 1 verse 1, and these are the generations of Jesus Christ. He was the greater Noah, congregation. And now for a Lamech, he lived in serious times just like we do. And then we have said the name Methuselah, that means when he has come, when he is dead, it shall come. And now concerning those 120 years when Noah was repairing the ark, then we must never think that there were not more of God's people upon the earth. The number was becoming small. And I read in Isaiah 57 verse 1 that the Lord takes the righteous away for the judgments to come. And we can figure it out that a Lamech, that the Lord has taken him into glory. Ah, there he would be fully comforted. Because in heaven, there are no more toils, as Lamech has declared in our text words. Because we read in our text words that he lived so many years, and all the days of Lamech were 777 years. And what do we then read, boys and girls and older ones? And he died. One in this chapter, of course, Enoch, who was taken into heaven without death. But he died 5 years approximately before the flood, and Methuselah was taken away the year of the flood, Advent Lamech. What are our desires at the beginning of the season? Is there an Advent people in my midst? Oh, with that need, that desire, with that expectation. And now when we think of Advent, was in the Old Testament, but now in the New Testament, Lord converts his people the same. Then there is that Advent for Christ, who has been born in the stable of Bethlehem, and his name is called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. May it please the God of all grace to grant a special season unto us. That name of Noah, that means comfort. What is thy only comfort in life and death? We read in the Heidelberg Catechism and in the margin of our Bible, that means also rest. And I read in Hebrews 4 verse 9, and there remaineth a rest for the people of God. Oh, I read of that greater Noah that he has declared in Matthew 11 verse 28, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard of the advent of that God-fearing Lamech. Oh, with his desire, with his expectation, and with the light which thou wast given unto him, that he was given to give unto a son a special name. Lord, wilt thou remember these parents? Thou wast given them a son. May the prayers be multiplied, that when thou spareth them, that they may be little Noahs, and also when they grow up, that thou may use them when the world may still stand. Lord, when these parents return to their home, may it be bound upon their heart, may many prayers be sent up. Oh, wilt thou now remember us in the furtherance of this day? Oh, wilt thou bring us under the means of grace in this afternoon hour? Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 6, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. My righteous God, who oft of old has saved from troubles manifold, give answer when I call to thee. Be gracious now and hear my plea. And what follows? We announce that tomorrow evening, no catechism classes, but since the confession of faith classes much smaller, There will be a confession of faith class tomorrow evening, beginning at 8 p.m. Psalter 6, 1, 4, and 5. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.